Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you very much for being with us today. It's the Fleet Cast right here at Obsidian Fleet. We don't have a lot of news for you today, but I do have an apology to issue. And after that, we will have a special kind of guest. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in today. It's the Fleet Cast. Well, today, everybody, is January 25th. This is episode 4, I believe, of the Fleetcast today. And in news, Captain Arnold Nesmith, formerly of the USS Cerberus, who was charged with high treason against the Federation, has escaped Starfleet custody. So, turn him in if you see him, because no one wants anybody from Starfleet Security knocking on their door. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I, of course, make mistakes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we talked to you about the bans that were issued and then later retracted by Bravo Fleet for Obsidian Fleet's members. And I have to read the official stance from the Joint Fleet Command on this over air. It says, quote, on behalf of those who were the subject of the Obsidian Fleet-related bans, most of whom have said their farewells to OF over the years, we accept Bravo Fleet's apology. We'd like to express our respect and admiration for Bravo Fleet's JAG and Bravo Fleet in general for JAG's decision to revoke the bans against those involved in the split. We have forwarded Bravo Fleet's JAG decision on to as many of the people affected as we can think of. Obsidian Fleet looks forward to continue developing communications with a fellow premier fleet in the Star Trek simming genre, signed Admirals Mox, Havoc, and Aria, Joint Fleet Command, Obsidian Fleet. There was a lot of issues on this with the forum, and that brings us to What's in Whale's mailbox today. I got a lot of nasty emails. Well, I shouldn't say nasty. I got a lot of emails about my handling over the situation last week with the 10-year bans, and I must say that I was wrong. I apologize for that, and if you want to see it, it's on the forums under our topic. We had a nice little discussion about that, and I'd just like to say my official stance on this, that is that this is my official stance of it. To Bravo Fleet, my apologies for the entire matter. I think you guys did a great thing by saying to us that you were going to revoke the bans. And you know, that I didn't think that came across last week, and I apologize for that. And also, I hope that we can get some members of Bravo Fleet on here to talk about that. If you'd like to, you can email me at aosfb.tuba@gmail.com, and we'll get that forwarded out, and we will continue working on that. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, that's my apology to Bravo Fleet. I am a little bit too opinionated sometimes, and I'm sorry if anybody took it offensively. Alright, there's some other news in the fleet, and I don't like to toot my own horn sometimes, but this is news and it happens. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a new Task Force Commanding Officer for Task Force 72. It is me. I was offered the position, and I did take it. That means that, well, that means a few things. We're going to start increasing our staff here at the podcast. We're going to maybe get another host for all the times that I can't be there. And we're also looking to expand some of our content and interviews. With that, ladies and gentlemen, later in the show, instead of an interview, I will be going down a few things that I think Task Force 72 and I can accomplish. And hopefully that will suffice for an interview, mainly because I didn't have anybody this week that was online at the same time I was. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, you've got What's in Whale's mailbox already. You've got the news. We'll break for a second, and then when I come back, I'll lay out my groundwork plan for Task Force 72, and hopefully we'll be able to make sure that that task force becomes one of the best in the fleet. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fleet Cast. Instead of a guest today, we're going to do what I will want to do for Task Force 72. It might sound a little bit ambitious, but hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, we can all come to a consensus and agreement. I do want to start out by saying that these ideas are not set in stone. If you have a better idea for me, please let me hear it. I will take suggestions, anything of that nature. Just because this is a group project, this isn't just my project. So, ladies and gentlemen, first off, I'd like to redo the website for Task Force 72. I personally think that it's a little bit outdated, so I'd like to hear your thoughts on what you'd like for the new website and what you think needs to be done on the website. Also, we're looking for a personnel liaison officer. So, if you know anybody, or if you yourself would enjoy making sure that everybody is going well in our group as far as recruiting and everything like that, give me a ring. I don't have my official Obsidian Fleet email set up yet, however, it should be up shortly. That's tf72@obsidianfleet.net for you. Also, I would like to extend an offer to anybody who feels that they can help out with the task force. Just contact me. We'll get something worked out. I want to, like I said, redo the website, get a personal liaison officer. I also want to fill our commands, our open commands that we have, and make sure that everybody is active and doing their part. So, any suggestions like that, tf72@obsidianfleet.net. With that advent, ladies and gentlemen, I am in need of some new staff. So, for the podcast, I need a content manager, an interview manager, and a co-host. Essentially, what the content manager would do is they'd make sure that we have enough content for our shows. They'd go through the news, they'd pick up news stories off of other sims, and they'd make sure that we have a great and awesome first part of the news. The co-host is essentially the person who, if I can't do it on a Monday, you guys would step in and you guys would voice for me, and then I'd send it out and after I edited it. Also, I'd like an interview manager, somebody who can find interviews for me, because I'll be honest, I haven't gotten an interview request in weeks, guys. If you want to be on the show, contact me, tf72@obsidianfleet.net. We'll get you on the show, and we'll make sure that we have a great time on the show, because I think that, personally, the FleetCast is an awesome thing. Awesome, awesome, awesome to do. So, all right. I've given you just a brief overview. I don't want to bore you too much with the details, because if you're not in Task Force 72 and you have no interest in helping out with the podcast, then It's kind of a moot point for you guys, you know what I mean? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you the sim of the week, and then we will we'll break for today, partly because I have a lot of homework, and I have a couple projects due, which actually need. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, the sim of the week today, the USS Eclipse, under the direction of Captain Mark Leavitt. It's Mission 3, entitled Down and Dirty. They are a galaxy class, and they would really, really enjoy you guys to come and sim with them. Give them a check out. If you know you have any questions, I'm sure that the CO can make sure that you are answered, that everything is answered. Also, ladies and gentlemen, the honorable mention for this week, the USS Pathfinder, who is in, they're in independent fleet operations, and They are actually in a different timeline. So if you're thinking about, if you're hankering for a different kind of simming experience, the USS Pathfinder, our honorable mention this week, would really enjoy having you guys aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today and the Fleet Cast. If you guys have any questions for me, tf72@obsidianfleet.net. If it doesn't get to me the first time, try again in a few days. We'll try and make sure that that gets on air. So, with that, I'm going to send you off today with a hello and a goodbye, and we will talk to you next week. We'll hopefully have an interview for you, and we'll make simming happen. Ladies and gentlemen, the unofficial voice of Obsidian Fleet, the Fleet Cast. Thanks all for listening. We'll see you here next week. Ladies and gentlemen, this Fleetcast is copyrighted 2011, Triple Helix Media. All rights reserved. No part may be reproduced or retransmitted without my personal written consent. The music for this podcast was provided by partnersinrhyme.com.